back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Chances are, if you ever attended public grade school, you spent hours testing your fitness, whether climbing a rope, testing your flexibility, or running laps around the playground. And the fun doesn't stop after grade school. There are fitness tests for everything from the FBI and law enforcement to the military to, well, public radio.
That is where Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and former education reporter Rachel Morello devised their own presidential fitness test, which they sprung on the leaders of two Milwaukee area universities. Marquette President Mike Lovell and UWM Chancellor Mark Monet each teamed up with some of their students to put their school's fitness reputation to the test.
College students have a lot of stressors in their lives. There's schoolwork, time spent in the classroom, homework, jobs, paying for tuition and other expenses. It can all take quite a toll. One way myself and former education reporter Rachel Morello like to relieve stress is through exercise, which got us thinking. How do school communities use exercise in their own lives, particularly the leaders of Milwaukee area universities?
All right. So just to start, can I have you both introduce yourself and your title?
Sure, I'm Mark Mone, Chancellor of UW-Milwaukee.
I'm Jude Mariuto. I'm a student at UW-Milwaukee.
I'm Michael Lovell. I'm president of Marquette University, and we are in the Al McGuire Center.
My name is Zachary Melillo. I'm a senior, and I'm studying advertising and corporate communication.
We met Lovell at the Al McGuire Center on Marquette's campus as he and a group of students and faculty were preparing for their weekly lunchtime workout with the president.
You think about health, it's all aspects, and I think physical health is an important part of, you know, mental health and, you know, reducing your stress and, you know, helping with other aspects of your life. And so it's important. I think self-care is extremely important, and I always, when I talk to students, I said you have to take time, you know, for self-care. It's really important for your long-term health and your well-being, and, you know, you'll be, you know, more successful, and, you know, if you take time to do it.
So how has fitness become an essential part of Lovell's life as a school leader? He notes it's all about making the connections that wouldn't have happened if he stayed in his office.
I purposely try to exercise during the day. Sometimes people know it's okay to take time out during your day to exercise for both the students and the faculty and staff, because I could be kind of a role model in helping them. And also, again, you know, the students, you know, they are busy, but also I think it's important for them to understand that this should be an essential part of their life, whether it be yoga or their mindfulness or whatever they, you know, where it helps them, you know, reduce the stress and anxiety in their lives.
Everybody has different outlets, says Lovell, but it's important to have one. And his ultimate goal in connecting with students through fitness and recreation goes far beyond the physical benefits.
It's several things. It's kind of multitasking, because A, I'm getting, you know, a workout in, which is healthy for me, and B, I'm being a role model, but C, maybe more importantly, I'm interacting and interfacing with people on the campus I don't usually get to talk to, and I get to, you put a baseball hat and a pair of shorts on, and they'll talk you, levels of playing field, they'll tell you how they're experiencing things, you find about problems and things people like and don't like, and just for me, another way to have a feeling for what's going on campus.
Marquette senior Zachary Melillo says that while he did learn ways to manage both school and health as a student athlete in high school, keeping that balance as a college lacrosse player has been essential in his regimented schedule.
Being able to balance school and having sports is super important. Being able to let loose and channel my energy on the field and in the weight room is great to kind of let me get space in my head where I need to focus later in the day on school. So it's great to have the balance here.
What has it meant for you to see, like, your campus president working out with students or other faculty and staff who might come do these sorts of things? What has that meant to see those sorts of people just on your level doing those workouts with you?
It's something really special. So I was a transfer student. I transferred my sophomore spring into Marquette University. And at that previous institution, I didn't have that interaction or that interpersonal connection with my school president. So being able to come to Marquette and be new to everything, having President Lovell in the weight room and inviting me to do workouts with him, it's very special. And it only makes you grow to love this place even more.
UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he understands the pressure students face and attests to the importance of balance as a leader in education as well.
We all face different challenges, and I think in leadership, especially senior leadership positions, you need to have valves, escape valves. You need to have ways to relieve pressure. And, you know, I learned years ago, you know, some of my friends who were enthusiastically into fitness, they talked about if they got their workout, if they got that exercise, they're actually you know, depending on your metric or your you know, however you evaluate this, but 1.5 times or 2 times more productive than if they didn't have that. The irony is some people believe, in my opinion, falsely, that you can work, you know, that I don't have time for the workout, I'm just going to work 12 or 14 hours, when in fact you can work a more productive 8 or 10 hours if you've had the stress relief that I believe exercise induces, and it's a lot more fun.
Moni says he likes to incorporate fitness in his own life through biking to work and through participating in activities with students on campus. Not only is it a good thing for his health, but it's a useful tool for building campus relationships and serving as a model for others.
Well, I think historically, you know, I've always thought about this in many leadership roles that I've had, both as chancellor and also prior to serving as chancellor, you know, any particular type of physical activity. I think that it's important in part for health, you know, as a basis for that, but also camaraderie. I think building collegiality, building opportunities for people to interact with each other socially, it's a healthy thing to do. And it also saves, if you're biking to work, it saves wear and tear on the car. If you get out and you run in the morning, it's just a great way to start the day. So there's just so many tremendous benefits, and I've been fortunate to be able to experience those and try to serve as a model to bring others along to that as well.
Jude Mariuto is an architecture major at UWM, president of the Student Triathlon Club, and holds 2 jobs on top of that. Clearly, with such a busy schedule, many wouldn't see where he can find the time for fitness. But he says without it, he wouldn't be able to relieve stress in a constructive way.
I'm pretty much jam-packed from when I get up in the morning till about 6 at night. So it always comes down to I should get up an hour earlier, or I try to fit it in during the evening time.
Now, students in college, you know, especially if they come from high school sports teams or are used to a different schedule of their life, they're transitioning into a new thing where they're in charge of their schedule. They're in charge of their health, their fitness, what food they're eating. So where do you look for examples on how to be active now that you're in control of your schedule? Is it all self-motivation, or are there campus leaders, you know, such as Mark, things like that, that have set an example that have prompted you to be more involved on campus in this way?
I've definitely met campus leaders that have showed me that being fit later in life is completely possible and that you can succeed well after you're out of high school. And then I've also met other student leaders that have showed me that. I've met kids on the track team that chose to go into collegiate sports and are there to make themselves a better athlete.
Now, what do you think of the fact that Mark here is going to be doing this workout coming with you, but also that he, you know, gets out with the students on a, you know, regular basis year round, setting an example of fitness?
I think that it's great that he goes out and promotes healthy living and healthy fitness goals for all the students, because I know when I go to the cafeteria around here, some of the food options aren't the healthiest.
Right.
So it's a good way to promote healthy living.
Now, since this is a Fit For You segment after all, we decided to add a friendly physical challenge for the segment participants.
Y'all ready for this?
Mike Lovell and Daniel Madhava-Palil represent Marquette, Mark Moni and Jude Mariuto are on Team UW-Milwaukee, and Rachel and I form our own team to represent WUWM. Since we were lacking ropes and pull-up bars, I narrowed our general fitness test down to 3 exercises that only need your own body weight and would be found in most common assessments, such as the Presidential Fitness Test, which is most common in grade schools, and also fitness tests from the FBI and military branches. First, participants complete as many sit-ups as possible in 1 minute to test core strength. Then, each participant completes as many push-ups as possible without stopping, but also without a time limit to test upper body strength.
That won't go very far for me.
The third exercise is a wall sit. Participants stand with their feet shoulder-width apart, slightly away from the wall. Then, keeping their backs against the wall, the hips are lowered until the knees form a 90-degree angle. We challenged everyone to hold this position for as long as they could.
I haven't done a wall sit. I used to.
My goal is at least 2 minutes. What do you think?
Oh, woof. I'll go for 2 minutes with you.
Okay. We'll try it.
Okay.
And then bonus, we're going to do some step-ups.
On a very high step.
Yes. So listeners can modify with whatever step they have. While Rachel and I chose step-ups as our bonus exercise, UW-Milwaukee chose a plank hold, and Marquette decided to make their Wednesday workout their bonus challenge. President Lovell describes the workout they're setting up in the gym.
So on Wednesdays at lunchtime, we do a sled workout, and we put about 100 pounds on a sled, and you push it down, then you do 15 push-ups, and then you pull it back, and you do 100 jump ropes, and you do that cycle 10 one way, so five backs. And it's challenging, and particularly for someone who's a runner, you're using a lot of muscles you don't usually use.
I'm glad I didn't wear my sneakers today now that you've described what that was.
Each team's goal is to do the best they can in each exercise to gain points. Okay. We'll see which school reigns supreme in physical fitness, I suppose.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, no pressure. There are no prizes, so you just get the glory.
The pride of a job well done.
Yes, exactly. With timers in hand, we all get ready to put our general fitness to the test.
Now I just want to hear the final countdown.
That's fine.
There we go.
All right. We'll start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, 48.
Okay, well done. Good job, guys.
All right, so again, your starting position. Chest up against the back wall, knees at a 90-degree angle, squishing down like you're on a chair. All right, and we're counting.
They're burning. Shaking, too.
Yeah, mine are shaking. Mine are shaking. Oh. How are we doing on time?
Oh, my God. I've already done twice the amount that I thought I could do.
Nice.
3, 2, 1, done. Well done.
38, 39.
Okay, beat by one. All right. While all teams made valiant efforts, only one can win this challenge. With a total of 22 cumulative points in sit-ups, push-ups, and wall sits, Mark Lovell and Daniel Madhavapalil are the most presidential in their fitness. UW-Milwaukee made second place with 18 points, followed by Rachel Morello and myself for Team WUWM with 17 points. To see how the scores were totaled and to challenge yourself to a general fitness assessment, head to WUWM.com.
Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and former education reporter Rachel Morello teamed up with UWM Chancellor Mark Mone and Marquette President Mike Lovell for this month's Fit for You segment. You can find photos, hear additional interviews, and listen back to past episodes at WUWM.com.